This is the Big Chat Small Talk podcast for dynamic, engaged minds who love thought-provoking discussions about big life challenges in an approachable way. Join me, Bernie Bennett.
And me, Louise Anderson, to challenge your own perspective, to share insights and wisdom on navigating life's demands. Let us have a big chat about important issues in a small talk way. Dating in the 2020s has been described as the dating apocalypse, with the remaining participants picking at the carcass of somebody else's cast off in the wasteland. With the rise of dating apps exacerbated by COVID, with quarantine dating, post the lockdowns, the landscape of dating has fostered an environment of hookup culture, ghosting, and created a breeding ground for toxic narcissistic masculinity and femininity. In this podcast, we're going to discuss whether modern dating is as doom and gloom as some would have us believe. And is there still hope in the minefield of modern dating? We're trying to find your diamond in the rough.
I like that. That's making the presumption there will be a diamond.
A bit Aladdin-ish, isn't it?
I love that.
So, okay, as we know, I'm single and back on the market again. And so as a woman in her 40s who's entered back into the dating, my God, it's just horrendous.
Okay.
It really is. And it's certainly not how it used to be when I was dating in my 20s. Right. I mean, there's obvious reasons. In my 20s, everybody was an opportunity. In my 40s, the pool is smaller and smaller.
But you become a little bit more, I don't know, picky about what you want in life as well. I think it's the older you get.
Yeah, you're just set in your ways. Yeah. You're more set in your ways. And also, it's interesting as well, because some of the available men out there, if, and I don't want to stereotype, of course, but if they haven't been in a long-term relationship or married or have done that kind of daily grind relationship, right, it's very difficult to relate to them. And you do have to wonder why they're still on the market unmarried. Maybe some of them have children, but unmarried and never living in that kind of family situation. So I suppose I'm in that waiting pool now for the next round of divorces.
Oh, God.
I know, it's so tragic, isn't it? But I think if we talk about the dating in the sense of, you know, the reality of where it is at now compared to how it used to be traditionally.
Yeah.
So if we think about, you know, courting versus dating.
Well, I was just going to say, actually, because between courting and what we have nowadays, which is, follows all this dating app and stuff. So what are the differences? So I'm looking and I've kind of listed a few. So when you're courting, you have a desire to marry. So that's really clear from the outset. And you're seeking someone with similar values and, you know, surrounding a deeper understanding of what the outcome of dating will be. You've also got order and intention behind every action. It provides clarity. You know that you're a couple. You know that meeting the family is next and it progresses. It seems to sit, courtship seems to sit really well within communities, and everybody around you know you're kind of leading to the next stage, which is marriage. There's a little bit of chivalry, and there's a parts, in, definitely in some cultural settings, that there is a kind of vetting process that goes on and everyone's involved, aunts, uncles. Whether they like it, because they've got to fit in a family. You don't just marry the individual, you marry the family as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
So when you contrast that now with dating, it's kind of more recreational, transient. There's a little bit of confusion as well as to what the outcome will be, which you don't have when you're courting. There's a lack of accountability because there's less about caring about the other person and more about self. Hypersexualized, we know that from the dating accent. You're going to tell me more about that. A bit of a body count, tricky as culture has been watered down and the real meaning of dating has become, I don't know.
It's meaningless almost.
Yeah.
That's what, you know, that we reference back to hookup culture.
Yeah.
So just a bit of background in terms of when I last dated in my 20s. So I did do online dating then. It was online dating rather than the dating apps, which we have now. They're the dominant kind of way.
Is that better?
So online dating, when I was doing it in my late 20s, early 30s, leading up to when I met my ex, it was a proper online dating site. You paid for it. You had a full profile. Like, you literally wrote an essay about yourself. Okay. And at the time, I think culturally, they weren't overused. People kind of like thought about dating, online dating, as a weird thing to do.
Right.
I chose to do it because I was working and I didn't find myself wanting to go out to nightclubs and bars to meet somebody. I wanted to find somebody where I could find some common interest. And so those sites, I felt, allowed me to do that.
Okay, so I'm just going to interject and say, so those sites then, because, you know, the dating ones now, I don't know that everybody really puts the truth on there.
Exactly.
So when you're talking about dating in your early 20s, you're saying when you use the sites then, they were a bit more authentic and realistic.
Yeah. Yeah, and we weren't in the height of social media culture as well.
Right.
So we weren't in the kind of my life fits in a real kind of culture. It was like real life pictures that hadn't been filtered out till to the end of any wrinkles. So whereas now I think the dating apps, and this is just in my opinion, it's all mixed within that kind of social media culture and construct. And, you know, it's all quite almost egotistical because having had to use some of them, and I won't name them, but the more popular ones, it's like you just get this opportunity to give one-liners and you can put some fancy videos of yourselves or pictures. And now we're living in the filter culture. So most of the pictures people just filter out like anything. And it just feels like you're just able to market yourself. Also, I noticed as well, so this is interesting, when I was going through some of these dating apps, as you swipe, it's that swipe to the left kind of thing or swipe to the right or match or unmatch. I noticed that there were some men on there. Well, actually, a lot of the men who would have these fancy pictures of themselves, lovely videos of them holidaying in like a beautiful place.
Muscular,
in a beautiful villa, which, you know, they've probably rented with probably 20 or so of their friends because they probably couldn't afford the weekly rate.
Yeah.
And taking pictures of themselves with high performance cars. And then all of a sudden you'll see a picture of them standing near Crap Street. And it would be like, what's going on? Like, hang on a second, you've made yourself look like this. And then in another picture, it just doesn't quite fit. Then you start engaging with some of these individuals. And it's like, and I have a sense about people, I kind of pick up on people's energy quite quickly.
Right.
You kind of like think, no, what I'm hearing isn't matching the profile.
Right. And so a bit like catfishing.
It is a bit like, yes, that's it. It's catfishing.
What turns up, you go, oh my God.
And exactly. And to be honest with you, it's having gone into the online dating a bit last year and a little bit the year before when I found myself single again, it just felt surreal. It just felt I wasn't really dealing with the person that I thought I would. Right. I thought I was, you know, the perception of what I had of them.
Are you talking about then or now?
Recently now, okay. Me being back into it. But when I was doing it in my 20s, it still felt like a kind of playing field where people showed respect almost.
Yeah. For me, because I'm a little bit older than you, but dating was going clubbing. You met someone random and you clicked, hooked up. You know, might go back and switch numbers and meet another day. But I don't get this dating app stuff. I really don't, because I look at the images and I'm just going, no, you don't look like that. There's no way you look like that.
When did you go on a dating app?
Well, I know a few friends that are in similar situation and I'm like, let me see your dating app. I absolutely love it. And I'm like, okay, let me go on there. Let me pick someone for you. And I'm flicking and I'm going, seriously, all these people cannot look as hunky as they do here. Like, and then she tells me, like, she's gone on a date and he talked about himself all the time. It's like, this wasn't a discussion. This wasn't about find out about me as well. It was just talk about me, the self.
Yeah. And this is the thing with the dating apps. It is a bit it does feel like we're all a bit self-centered. You know, obviously I've gone on there and I've had to sell myself. And the problem with that, it's like you feel like you're marketing yourself. It's almost like it's like an Amazon date. I'm surprised Amazon hasn't created its own dating app.
Stop.
You know?
They've gone far enough into the market. Let's stop.
It's like place into the basket or buy now. Basically.
I like that.
And it's like, and I think what people have forgotten to do is actually physically interact with people.
Yeah.
Because this is the thing, especially as being human beings, you know, everybody, as soon as they open up their mouth, are potentially lying. But one thing you cannot lie about is body language. And when you are physically with somebody, you're instinctively reading their body language. You're looking into their eyes. I can say as a woman, your gut, your intuition will tell you something.
Yeah.
And I find with these online apps, I think the wrong signaling is sometimes going off, because if somebody has well marketed themselves to look like a hunk, to look like they've traveled all around the world, to look like they're able to afford an expensive villa somewhere in Provence or etc. You're looking at that and you're becoming a visualized creature. And whereas when you're with somebody physically, like going out to more traditional places to meet people, whether it's in a club, a bar, social gatherings, etc., your instincts is then kicking in. And I feel like on these apps, you're just not able to tap into that the way that you would physically.
You know what they say? Mm-hmm. Men fall in love with what they see. Mm-hmm. And women fall in love with what they hear.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's why women wear makeup and men lie.
I like that one. I like that. You heard it here first.
So you get a match of people that are trying to fit into boxes rather than really looking to the soul of the person. You know, they say the eyes, the soul, you know, to that individual. And I don't know if going on these dating sites, you're really stripping away the facade of that, the image, the marketing that you've said that goes on to actually really find love. It's really difficult, isn't it?
It is difficult. And there have been, you know, positive stories. I know lots of people who have found love using the modern dating apps. I think when they first came out, they were still being used properly. But let's tap into how they're being used now. This hookup culture. So a few anecdotes here, not naming any names.
Okay.
But I was... Maybe I'm a bit old-fashioned and traditional, or maybe I'm just getting older now. So these things really hurt my ears and my senses. But I couldn't believe how on there the men were just so readily forward with sexual innuendo and speaking to you in a very over-sexualized way.
See, that would tell me straight away they're not interested in a relationship.
Yeah.
That's not, you know, because love and the idea of spending the rest of your life with someone, it's not all sex, you know, it is about friendship. It is finding that perfect partner match, you know.
So you would think, but that's why we come from a different generation.
We really do.
We really do.
We really do. I won't be using the dating apps, I don't think.
But we really do. And that's what shocked me. And one of the things I had to think to myself, if men are easily able to act like that in this day and age in the dating app. And I'm not saying it's just men, but obviously for me, my experience, it is, because I'm a heterosexual female. But other people have said the same things. And even male relatives and male friends have said, those dating apps, there's a load of people on there just looking for hookups, so don't use them. And you would think that people are looking to court or set, you know, try and start a friendship or a dialogue. But I found very quickly, as soon as men realized I was going to be hard work, they'll just unmatch me.
Why were you hard work?
Because I'm going to take my time. I'm going to learn.
You're hard work because you're just not giving it up.
Exactly. And that's what it felt like. And I didn't take those things personally. And so far, I haven't been ghosted, or I'm not aware of whether I've been ghosted.
That's so, the point of being ghosted. Though. Yeah. You're not aware.
I'm not aware. But then ghosting is also quite specific. And that's another thing that has become this thing now, being ghosted. Whereas when I was dating in my 20s, whether it was through an online site or just going on dates with individuals I've been introduced to or met, if you didn't like somebody, you had the courtesy to say, do you know what?
It's not working.
I don't think it's going to work, or I don't think we're going to get there. Let's just remain friends or something. Whereas now people just ghost. Yeah. There's no common courtesy. There doesn't seem to be any protocol anymore.
No, it's just rude.
It is.
It's just blatantly rude. <It is. laughs> So I would say, coming to the end, which is better, courting or dating? Going back traditional or modern?
I think we're going to go back to the traditional, and you're beginning to see it already.
Yeah, it'd be nice to do that.
Exactly, because one of the major dating apps, again, won't mention the name, they're already looking at that model. They're already going to do that, bring in that kind of matchmaking element and ethos into the online dating app, because it works.
Well, I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Going forward, I'm looking forward to seeing the new man in your life.
Oh, we've got some time yet.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the Big Chat Small Talk with Bernie and Louise.
Follow us on Instagram at Big Chat Small Talk.